Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Another day of oppressive heat. Let's get the latest in the AccuWeather forecast. Here's Kara Schwindenhammer.
Yeah, Linda, I'll tell you what, it's going to be oppressively hot, not only today, but again tomorrow. And even once the temperatures do come down on Saturday, 4th of July is still looking very hot and humid with temperatures up around 95 degrees. You're going to want to know where your cooling centers are and, of course, try to be in air conditioning as much as possible and drink plenty of fluids because these kind of temperatures can be considered dangerous. 100 this afternoon, that would be near the record set back in 1966. Actually, with the real field temperatures, though, factoring in that humidity and the sunshine, exceeding 110. Tomorrow, more of the same. We may not break the record tomorrow, but real feels between 105 and 110. And by the way, tonight, 84 degrees for an overnight low, a little bit higher than yesterday. That is extremely uncomfortable, and it also sets us up for potentially one of the longest streaks we've had in history with temperatures not getting below the 80-degree mark at night.
Meteorologist Kara Schwindenhammer with our 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast, and with this high heat, Con Ed is asking customers to conserve energy as much as you can. In fact, Con Ed says it's reducing voltage today by 8% in some areas of the Bronx and Upper Manhattan. They say they're doing it to protect equipment and maintain services as they make some repairs. Our Glenn Shuck out talking to residents.
Con Ed asking communities like Hudson Heights and Washington Heights here in Upper Manhattan to make sure they conserve as the utility has reduced voltage by 8%, they say, to maintain services, repairs are made. Michael lives in a building here on Riverside Drive and says he'll cooperate as much as he can.
What kind of temperature do you keep inside usually? I mean,
68 to 70.
Yeah. Could you maybe bump it up a little bit? I mean, Yes. You have a child, though.
Yeah, we could.
John Perez lives in the same building, but he explains why he's not that worried.
It kind of worked out in a good way because I'm going on vacation, so I'm not even going to be here.
Okay.
I leave tomorrow.
Now in the Bronx, Con Ed asking for conservation in Riverdale, Marble Hill, and Van Cortlandt Park. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Inwood.
There is still that extreme heat warning in effect through 9 p.m. on Saturday. Also, an air quality alert is in effect until 11 p.m. tonight. Of course, it's hazy, hot, and humid. A lot of sunshine through this afternoon. We'll get near the record of 100 degrees that was set back in 1966. But the real field temperatures today, those may exceed 110 degrees as we get to this afternoon. Tonight, uncomfortably warm still and sticky with a mainly clear sky, and we get to a low of just 84 in the city. Well, this weekend, of course, marks America's 250th birthday on this 4th of July. So what does America's 250th mean to Mayor Mamdani? Well, sources tell 1010 Winds that we'll find out tomorrow morning as Mamdani delivers a speech in front of the George Washington desk at City Hall before a group of newly naturalized Americans. It's expected to come only hours before President Trump's address in South Dakota. The mayor telling the New York Times his words will reflect on the nation's past and present and says, quote, "The freedoms we enjoy were not handed down, they were won, and we have many more to win." Well, on this long 4th of July weekend, who will be staying in town this weekend? We're expecting a lot of fans to gather at Madison Square Garden tonight and tomorrow, hoping to catch maybe a glimpse of Taylor in white. And so we checked in today with some other brides-to-be.
There's still no official confirmation, but rumor has it Taylor Swift is tying the knot at MSG. We went to Kleinfeld's to ask 2026 brides, what do you have in common with Taylor Swift?
If your wedding is 10 people or 1,000 people, I'm sure that there's the same kind of stress involved.
What do you think she has on her registry?
Oh, I bet she has, like, awesome china.
Taylor probably has a chef, a personal trainer on her registry. We have dishes, pots and pans. We're going to do the cooking.
Hope Rothenberg is an experienced wedding planner at Your Perfect Event.
You've got every detail worked out. Have all the stuff in advance.
Taylor Swift, like so many 2026 brides, will have the final say on the vision for their perfect wedding. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at MSG.
Winds News Time, 11:05. Former Nassau County Executive Ed Mangano is asking for a shorter prison sentence. It comes after an appeals court threw out two bribery charges that were part of his corruption conviction last year. Federal prosecutors now want the original 12-year sentence reinstated. But Mangano's attorneys are arguing that he should only get 5, citing his work behind bars and calling him a model inmate and a changed man. Mangano is currently at FMC Devens in Massachusetts for using his status as county executive to pressure the town of Oyster Bay to indirectly back loans for a town concessionaire who is Mangano's friend. Mangano now scheduled to be resentenced on July 22nd at federal court in Central Islip. Well, they were arraigned this morning, that daredevil couple that took their love to new heights, really new heights, at the Empire State Building yesterday. Our Mac Rosenberg was there. He joins us now live with the latest on that.
Linda, court documents show that Ivan Kuznetsov told police he wanted to, quote, do something special for his engagement. And if there's anything that could try to match the craziness of these daredevil lovebirds climbing to the top of the Empire State Building, it was the scene when they left Manhattan Criminal Court this morning after their arraignment, mobbed by the media as they walked through Foley Square. They didn't say much, but Kuznetsov did stop at one point and ask where the train was. They made their way to the subway. They made out on the steps before heading underground. And Kuznetsov and Angela Nicolau are charged with multiple felonies, reckless endangerment, criminal mischief, and burglary, and base jumping. No bail. They're on supervised release and will be back in court August 24th. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at Manhattan Criminal Court.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.